BBC World Service, this is James Kamara-Sami with NewsHour. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, bye-bye Berlusconi. Italy's Prime Minister says he'll resign after a new budget is approved, but will that stop the Eurozone crisis from spreading? A controversial vote in Mississippi, which could have a radical impact on abortions.
Now we know an unborn baby is a person. Mississippians, vote yes on 26.
We speak to a former UN weapons inspector on the latest assessment of Iran's nuclear intentions. And how is the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo reacting to its offices being firebombed?
The cover of tomorrow's edition is showing a Muslim who's kissing passionately a cartoonist from Charlie Hebdo. And the caption is, "Love is stronger than hatred."
First, the main news in detail.
BBC News with Marion Marshall. The Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has announced his intention to resign. But he says he won't
in that way, so I think he probably took it as a term of endearment.
A term of endearment. All right, Robert Dunning, the former head of the office of Tony Blair in Jerusalem, also former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs under George W. Bush, with his perspective on Yo Blair and all kinds of presidential gaffes. That brings us to an end of this edition of NewsHour. From me, James Kamara-Sami, and from the rest of the team here in London, thanks for listening and goodbye for now.